attention to John chapter 8 and verse 44. I want to start this night off with telling we need to tell the devil to shut up. Amen? Anybody know what I'm talking about? We need to tell the devil to shut up and get out. And I'm going to, at the end of it, I'm going to show you he's going to be shut up forever one day. Amen. John 8, verse 44. Very familiar verse of scripture right here. Well, it goes, how many know he's the master talker? How many know it seems like he's running rampage? We as believers, we need to tell that devil to just shut up, don't we? We need to show him he needs to just zip it, and we ain't going to pay him a bit of attention. It don't matter what. He's got people convinced. He's got them so blind, they don't know. But I'm telling you tonight, we need to tell him to shut up. We need to remind him who's still King of Kings and Lord of Lords. How many know let God be true and every man a liar tonight? Amen. John 8 and 44, you are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. Listen, he was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth because there's no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own. For he is a liar and the father of it. I want to hit on the thought of shut up, devil. Anybody with me want to tell him to shut up tonight? God's going to bless me, God's going to touch me, and he's coming for me one day. Heavenly Father, we come before you, dear Lord, tonight, Lord, and we asked you, God, to touch, dear Lord. We asked you, Lord, to move in a mighty way, dear Father God, and have your way in this service. Anoint me, dear Lord, and we give you the glory, God, the praise and the honor, Father, and I ask for your anointing, dear God, tonight, Lord, and you give me the words you would have me to speak, dear Father God. Lord, and we give you the glory, the praise, and the honor. In that name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. How many know that devil is the father of lies? Lies originate with him. He is the loud mouth. He is a trash talker since the beginning of mankind, since his fall. He ain't done nothing but yak, yak, yak. Anybody know what I'm talking about? You can go on and you can look from one tale after another, one lie after another lie. Ask Adam and Eve about his lies. Ask Moses, Abraham, Lot, the next. You can go on in David, plus many more. He even come to Jesus himself. And we know that Jesus overcome, shut him up with what? The word of God. You know, we understand every temptation Satan inflicts involves his deceptive tongue. How many know he can speak words of flattery and deceivement? How many know he tries to convince you that God ain't with you? How many know he tries to convince that God ain't going to touch you? He tries to bring forth unbelief inside of one of your life. He tries to get you to doubt the very words of God. When you go back into Genesis chapter 3 verse 1, he said to the woman, has God indeed said, you shall not eat of the every tree of the garden? Right there was a flat out challenge to the very words of God. How many know that God told them there was one tree that shall not eat of? He began to challenge the very words of Jehovah God himself. And I want you to know tonight, even though the devil may try to tell you something if it's contrary to the word of God, understand he is a liar tonight. How many know that God's word is true tonight? He told them, he said in that very garden, he said, did God really say you shall surely die that day? How many know God told them the very moment they would eat, they would die that very moment? They didn't die physically that day, but they died something far greater in the spiritual realm. Too many people are playing around with that old enemy tonight. Too many people are playing around and playing gambles with their soul tonight. I want you to know tonight it's time to tell the devil to shut up, and we're going to hear what the word of the Lord says. It's time to tell the devil to get out. We ain't paying him no bit of attention no more, but we're going to pay attention to what the word of the Lord says tonight. In Isaiah 14 and verse 13, For he said, for you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. And I will sit on the mount of the congregation of the Father's sides of the north. Right there we know that he tried to exalt himself above the throne of God. How many know it ain't real bright to try to overthrow God? And Jesus said, hey, listen, I beheld Satan fall from heaven as quick as lightning. How many know tonight that it ain't too bright once again to try to lead a rebellion against God? He found out real quick what that rebellion would lead to. But yet many people would say that's crazy to try to lead a rebellion. But yet there's many people that will still listen to that voice of the one that tried to lead the rebellion against God. I don't know about you. It's time to tell that devil to shut up in here tonight. Amen. It's time to tell that devil, I'm tuning you out, and the only voice I'm going to hear tonight is the voice of the Almighty God. You know, in Acts 5 and 3, but Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and keep back part of the price of your land? Too many people want to pay him some attention. Too many people want to listen to what he's got to say. And I want you to know tonight that old enemy ain't nothing but out to steal. He's out to kill, and he is out to destroy. Since Satan was banished from heaven, he has been running his mouth. How many know that tonight? Every time he opens his mouth, he lies. Amen? How many know tonight he tells you some lies too? But we're going to talk about three before I get to the good part. I'm going to talk about three lies he wants to tell people tonight that people got a hold of and people are paying attention. I want you to understand tonight, he's on a rampage, and it's time for the church to get on a rampage. The devil's out seeking whom he may devour, and it's time we stand up in these last days and tell the devil to shut up. It's time to declare, thus said the Lord. It's time to get on our faces before God again. Think about it. Once again, John 8:44, you are your father the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning. He does not stand in the truth because there's no truth in him. How many know when the devil speaks, he speaks a lie? Amen. How many know when he speaks, he is telling in the master deceiver? Some people will believe anything. Amen. But I'm telling you, well, you better be careful what you believe, because if you're believing something that ain't right, some people say it may cost me a little. Let me tell you, if you start listening to that old creepy serpent, it won't cost you a little, it will cost you a soul tonight. Amen. I'm telling you now, it's time for the church of Jesus Christ to rise up. It's time for the church of Jesus Christ to stand up in this last day of wickedness. It's time for the church of Jesus Christ to get on fire again and begin to rebuild the altar and declare, thus said the Lord, and combat that voice that's in this world, to combat that voice that is deceiving many tonight. People are under deception. Amen. Here's where I want to get with it. Because revival has to begin in here. This world, he's got convinced. The Bible declares him the God of this world. He has blinded their eyes. He'll tell people there's no harm. Go ahead, everybody's doing it. But everybody ain't doing it. Did you hear me? Oh, it's harmless. How many know that's a great lie he says? But how many know how many coffins are carried up the aisle every day because somebody's played around with sin? Playing around with sin is like playing with Russian roulette. How many know you may, the first chamber may not be empty, but there's a chamber in there. If eventually it's going to get back to you one of these days.
And I think about it, it starts out with one snort. It starts out with one drink. It starts out with one of these things. And eventually it's got a hold of you. Too, he's got many deceived and they don't realize where they're at. Under tonight, as we sit in here, there's people perishing right now because they've been blinded to the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ and think there's no harm in the way they're living. He had them convinced they wasn't no harm. Adam and Eve, oh, it ain't going to be no harm to take a bite of that fruit. It's so appealing to the lust of your eyes, the pride of your life, and to the lust of the flesh. But how many know there was a consequence? There was some harm to it. They were expelled from the garden. It brought curse in. By one man's sin, death came into this world. But by another man's obedience, we can have eternal life tonight. Anybody know what I'm talking about? This generation, it says they ain't no harm in sin. Let me tell you, you better think twice because sin kills. Amen? When he tells you they ain't no harm, you better watch out. It's nothing more than a deadly dose of poison. Oh, no harm. No harm doing this. It ain't going to hurt you. It ain't going to affect nobody else. Oh, yes, it did. How many know by one their disobedience in the garden, we still feel that effect today? Look at the world in chaos right now. You want me to tell you where it originates back to? To the garden. I always hear why God allows this, why God allows that. Let me tell you something right now. You better understand who's under dominion right here. Satan's ruling the roost right now. He's going to step in and take it back one day. But right now, the God of this world's out deceiving people. Satan's not in hell right now. He's the principality of this era right now. Going around saying, there ain't no harm. There ain't no harm. You begin to bring in a little bit. You're going to find out it's going to take more than just a little. It's going to take a lot. How many know this country right now has fell to the hook, line, and sinker of the devil? I remember a time in my life when on Sundays they wasn't nothing open. I remember a time where people were gripped to get into the house of God and the things of God was respected. And there were certain things you didn't even mess around with because you know it was just plain out wrong. But today we've got them legalizing sin. We've got them promoting it and telling it's all right to kill innocent babies. It's telling it's all right for men to dress as women and vice versa and to have the same sex marriage weddings. But I'm telling you right now, they say, oh, they ain't no harm. But I'm going to tell you right now, sin is a reproach to any nation tonight. I'm telling you, it's time to tell the devil to shut up. We can't fall under political correctness. We got to fall under biblical correctness. Amen. My Lord, I feel it in here tonight. They say there ain't no harm. Oh, yeah, there is a harm. A little bit won't hurt. A little bit will kill you. Oh, everybody's doing it. Well, is everybody going to go jump off the Empire State Building? Are you going too? You going to play in the middle of the turnpike in the 5 o'clock traffic? Are you going to be out there playing too? The fact is, everybody ain't doing it. God's still got a people tonight, amen? God's still got a remnant in these last days. It's still sold out to him. God's still got some people that's told the devil to shut up. We ain't paying no attention to your lies. They may think we're crazy. That's all right. I've got every label in the book named after me. They want to call you crazy? Tell them your pastor's the head cashier. He's the peanut planters, man. Amen. I get some amens on that. But I'm crazy for Jesus tonight. Amen. Too many think there ain't no harm in things. Think we're crazy for getting in here gathering 7 days a week. That's all right. One day, they're going to be looking, wishing they had a chance to get in here. Amen. It's time we get to a point and realize these people that says there ain't no harm in the ways of the world, let me in sin, don't realize it is slow. This is the reason where we are right now is because of sin. We're growing deeper into it. It's, you want me to tell you what's sad? There's many pulpits that has accepted it. I got news for you. there's still a right and there's still a wrong and there's still holiness unto the Lord. Amen. God's still got a standard, and his standard ain't changed. I don't care what year it is, 2016, his standard's still the same as it was yesterday. Forevermore, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall never pass away. They think they ain't no harm. Well, let me tell you, go look in the obituaries. And unfortunately, you'll see young people's in there that's been carried up because of an addiction problem. You'll find many that are just so bound in the things they do because they played around with sin. We need to tell the devil to shut up. Amen. We need to tell the devil he ain't got no place in my household. He ain't got no place in my family. We need to get on our knees before God. Amen. I'm telling you right now, too many people are being deceived by the lie of the enemy. Too many people are being deceived. Jake, about what Delilah told Samson. If you love me, you'll let me. We know the rest of the story right there. Playing around with the world. He shouldn't even been mixed up with her to begin with. And he did. You know what? Here was a man who had the Spirit of the Lord upon him. His strength come from the Spirit of God. Amen. He compromised. He went out one day to shake himself and he whisked himself. And that strength was gone because the Spirit of God had departed. He didn't think there was no harm getting involved with someone God told him was not supposed to get involved with. And look what happened to him. We know the rest of the story. Thank God he repented. Amen. But let me tell you, people don't realize the fact is that there is harm. When the desire has conceived, it gives forth the sin. And sin, when it is full grown, brings forth what? Death. For the wages of sin is what? Death. But the gift of God is what? Eternal life. I'm telling you right now, there's a down payment. Many people pay a down payment, but let me tell you, the final bill of sin is paid in hell. I'm getting ready to go there in a minute because I think we need to be reminded that there is a place called hell. People don't realize there is harm in living contrary to this word. I've heard people tell me, oh, God's just trying to take my pleasure away. No, he's not. You'll never, when you know Jesus Christ, you'll have the greatest pleasure you'll ever know. I can get pleasure just being in the house of God. Anybody know what I'm talking about? I can get pleasure being in the Word, being in him on my prayer closet, getting lost in the sweet presence of the Holy Ghost. Anybody know what I'm saying there? No. He's trying to keep you from what the devil wants to destroy you. He's trying to keep you when he puts, thou shalt not understand, he knows the end result of it. All the enemy will paint is the picture of the good things. Everybody seen the Budweiser commercials? It'll shank the good pictures on there, won't it? These things will paint the good pictures of the good time, but it don't show you the end result of those that's being killed by drunk drivers. It don't show you the end result of lives that's being wrecked and the bondages that it creates. You'll see abortion. Yeah, here's a big one right now. Oh, they'll paint it as somebody's right to choose. I choose to murder. That's all it simply is. It ain't your right. What them people do to commit abortion is they're taking the choice away from another individual human being. But I'm telling you, I've read stories of women that would take and have abortions. And it would seem good at the end, but it don't tell the mental anguish that eventually brings upon you for going through that. Amen? Folks, I'm telling you, Satan's the master painter. He'll make it all seem good. We need to tell him, shut up, devil. He'll make this world seem appealing. He'll make the grass seem look green. But let me tell you, Sodom looked green, didn't it? The grass of it looked green, but inside that city was racing towards the judgment of God. I don't care how green the grass is. If it's racing for the judgment of God, you better stay away from it. I don't care how pleasant this world seems. The age of this world is on a destination course with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. See, sin, there is a penalty. People don't realize it. The Bible won't never deny the pleasure. But it only says it's only lasts for just what? A season. How many have seen how quick this year has flew by? Anybody noticed? It seems like, let's just be honest, it seems like summer's just started, don't it? Seems like January just started, really. It's hard to believe I've already been here about 16, 17 months. You see how quick it's flying? Seems like January this year just started, didn't it? And here we are, just a little over 2 months, and we'll be talking about the Christmas season upon us. We're leaving summer, going into fall. Then we're going into my favorite season of them all. I had to get one in there. We're talking about some good cold weather. Whoa, you see how quick it passes, what I'm saying. And before you know it, the cycle begins again. You see, here's the thing with sin. It may last for a little while, but that season's going to come to an abrupt end. We need to tell the devil to shut up. He may appoint, show you the pleasures, but he don't show you the consequences. Oh, it's hellish gain. Can I tell you right now? I'm jumping ahead of myself. People don't realize the death penalty. You see, sin kills, it demeans, and it damages. And people don't even realize it. Secondly, the enemy will try to convince you there is no place called hell. But I got news for you. There is a place called hell. I know this ain't pleasant, but the church needs to be reminded that there is an awful place called hell. Did you hear me? People may not. Many say we don't believe in that no more. You know, you got people denying hell all over, popping up all over the country and all over the world. But let me tell you something. Mark 9 and 48 declares that hell is real, where the worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. There is indeed a place called hell. There is a place called that eternal abode called hell. Folks, it ain't no joking matter. Amen. It's a reality. Just as heaven is real, hell is real. In fact, Jesus spoke more on hell than he did heaven. Satan want to convince you. There ain't no place. They are a place. Remember what Jesus said. I don't care what theologian tells you they ain't or what preacher tells you ain't no place. Let me remind you, Jesus said there is a place called hell, and that settles it right there. But people want to think they ain't no place. Let me tell you, I've heard people tell me before, God won't send me to hell. Wait just a minute. I'll say, you know what? Here's the point you need to understand. God give you a choice, and you make the own abode yourself. You choose to send your own self there. If you choose to reject him and that cross, you asked it for on your own. Fact is, it's scarier how reality it is. People are one breath away from that place called hell. We need some hellfire and brimstone preaching again. Every one of us in here need to live. We need to walk in sight that we're all one breath away from eternity. Amen. We're one heartbeat away from eternity. You see, years ago, when I've grown up Church of God, I know what it was like. People would want to walk as close to Christ as they can. I still believe we ought to walk as close to Christ as we can. Anybody else with me? But now, these days, you know what they want to do? They want to walk as close to hell as they can. Some people say they're straddling the fence. I got news for you. There ain't a fence to straddle. You're either walking on one side or you're walking on the other side. There ain't no lukewarmness and there ain't no cold and indifference. You're either living for the Lord or you're living for the devil. We need to be reminded, but the devil's tried to grasp it out of our minds. There ain't no place like that where people's literally going to burn. Oh, yes, they are. We need to live inside of it, that we know people in our own houses that's on their way there. We come in contact with people. Just think about it. When that, you know, you ought to witness and that devil is telling you to shut up, you need to understand there's a place called hell. You need to open your mouth and be obedient to the Spirit of God. Amen. You need to invite as many people to the house of God. You need to lift up the name of Jesus as much as you can. Amen. I ain't responsible for making them get a hold of it, but I am responsible to give them the message. Can I hear an amen? But too many people have lost sight of the reality. Too many want to throw this doctrine out the window. We've talked about it many times, Junior. They want a feel me good message. They don't need a feel me good message. They need an old fashioned Holy Ghost, devil chasing, hellfire, brimstone preaching message. That's what's going to do good for this day and time. I'm telling you, in this day that we're living, this is a hellbound generation. I'll say that and I won't back off of it, because they rejected the things of God. Oh, they ain't no place. Oh, yes, they are. Oh, yes, they are. It's scary to even think about it. I don't know about you, but I wouldn't want my child to go there. Amen. I wouldn't want my family members to go there. I wouldn't even want my worst enemies to go there. Anybody know what I'm talking about? But unfortunately, many people choose that path. And I'm about ready before I move on. I've got to hurry. Listen, let me tell you what I'm about to tell you. There's no unbelievers in hell. They left this earth in unbelief. But when they woke up, they found out they were believers. In the reality, they are now screaming out in that pain. But yet that devil has people blinded to the reality of this place. Many will say, well, I'm a good soul. I'm a good individual. How many know what John 3:3 says? Unless a man be born again, he cannot what? See the kingdom of God. Let me tell you, you do good. I believe the works, Father, that we saved by grace. But let me tell you, all the works in the world ain't going to earn us a place into heaven. The only thing that gets us into heaven is the shed blood of Jesus Christ and being born again. I'm telling you right now, the only escape from this place called hell is the blood of Jesus Christ. People say there ain't no hope no more. Hopelessness will create a vacuum in life. I believe that's the reason people are at the end of the tunnel. But I got news for you. There's still hope tonight. Anybody, the devil ever try to tell you there ain't no hope for your situation? Anybody, the devil ever try to tell you there ain't no hope for a cure? How many know there is a living hope? His name's Jesus tonight. How many know he's your first, he's your last, and he's your only hope? When that devil tries to tell you there ain't no hope, you need to tell that devil to shut up. You know who the hope is. You know who the assurance is. But too many don't want to. There are too many people without hope. They run to everything else but Christ. Why do people run to drugs? Because they seem to have no hope. I believe that. They try to fill the void. And the only real answer is Jesus Christ. We need to remind that devil to shut up. Thank God we got a hope tonight. Thank God we got an assurance tonight. You want real hope and change? You look to a Lamb tonight. Amen. people thinking, what in the world? You know, I probably said this many times. Look what this world's coming to. You know what I ought to be saying? Look who's coming back. Amen. Amen. Look who's coming to it one day to put it right in order. I'm going to get there here in a minute. But I'm telling you, this devil's out deceiving. I'm going to get this in real quick because I want to deal with a day when he's going to be shut up for good. Anybody ain't ready for that day? But I'm going to tell you, here's a nothing. There's no hurry. Here's where it gets most people. Take your time. Don't get in a rush. Enjoy this world. You got plenty of time. This is the greatest, deadliest deception, lie the enemy can use. But remember, there's no tomorrow on this earth on God's calendar for you. There's a tomorrow in eternity. Many people would say tomorrow. Almost. You persuaded me. Give me a more convenient time. I want you to know the day is the day of salvation, not tomorrow. But too many people have plans. They're going to get here. How many know that day may never come? Anybody know what I'm saying? Oh, you got plenty of time. The fact is, you don't have plenty of time. This is the greatest lie the devil has propagated. You've got plenty of opportunity. You got plenty of time, and you don't know that. I don't care how old you are, how young you are. You don't know how much time you got on that clock till you beat him. People are falling for it. We need to tell the devil to shut up because you don't have plenty of time. We don't, none of us have plenty of time. We don't know how much time we got left on this earth. But I know one thing about it. I may not know how much time I got on this earth, but as a saint of God, I know one thing I got in store. If I leave this earth, I go to a better place. Anybody with me? If he blows that trumpet, that's coming quick too, amen? I'm telling you, that devil's propagating lies. Quit listening to him and tell him to shut up. I just mentioned three lies. He's probably propagating more. More than likely, there's plenty he's got people on. He's got you convinced God ain't going to do it. You need to be convinced God's going to do it, amen? Quit listening to that thing. Tell that thing to shut up. No matter what you're going through, remind him. All of these things are under his feet, and you remind him he's under the feet of Christ. He comes reminding you about your failures. Let me tell you what you remind him of. You remind him about the blood of Jesus that washed them away. We need to tell that devil to shut up. I ain't going to listen to it. I'm going to hear the word of God. I'm nowhere near where I want to go. But yet, people are listening to him. I believe if we'd start listening to God more than we did the devil, we could see great mighty things happen. Amen? Let me give you a good example. Boy, we got in about midnight last night, didn't we? I filled my stomach up really good last night. Come back from preaching, we stopped at IHOP. I had me a steak, some big old eggs, three waffles. Boy, when I hit bed, I said, I was sleeping good. It could have been easy to say, oh, yeah. Guess what? No. I got to get up. I've got to get back about preaching again. Like my fifth night in a row there. Listen, too many times we let the devil steal the blessings from us because we listen to him. It's time we start paying attention to what God tells you. Because he may have something in store for you that morning. God may have. And the devil wants you to miss out on that blessing. How many know we're in a troubled generation now? It's time for the church to stand up. I'm convinced of that. It's time to quit being timid. It's time to quit worrying about offending these crazy people. I'll just say it like it is. It's time to quit worrying about offending these left-wingers. And it's time to start preaching Jesus Christ. It's time. We've allowed the devil to try to intimidate us with his roar. And we need to tell him to shut up, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world tonight. Anybody know it? I don't know about you. I would just love a pulpit in D.C. I would just love a mega microphone that would echo through that could echo every land, where I can declare, thus said the Lord. It's time we quit cowering in fear, and it's time we start preaching the truth and declaring that Jesus is surely coming again. It's time to stand up and tell the devil, quit barking and intimidate us, and tell him to shut up. We ain't going to listen to his little bark. We're going to hear the roar of the real lion of the tribe of Judah. We're going to hear the words of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Till he comes, we need to tell him to shut up. He don't have a place in our life. But I got good news for you. One day, we're going to be in a time where he ain't going to be around. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Revelation 20, verses 1 through 3. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having a key of a bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on that dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years and cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal upon him, that they should deceive the nations no more till 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loose for a little season. It ain't sure long after that little season that he's going to be bound forever. Did you hear me? I'm telling you what a day it's going to be when I ain't got no more thorns in the flesh following me around. Anybody know what I'm talking about? What a day it's going to be when holiness rules unto the Lord. What a day it's going to be when righteousness reigns. What a day is going to be when there ain't no hospitals. There ain't no heartaches. There ain't no more pain. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Anybody know what I'm saying tonight? How many know that we're going to come into a day where it's going to be plenteous again? How many know we're going to come into a day where there ain't going to be no sin one day? There ain't going to be no devil giving us a fit. I don't know about you, but I'm ready to get there. I don't understand these people that's in love with the world, because all you're in love with down here is heartache, misery, and pain, sickness. I'm more in love up there than I am down here. Because up there, I got a righteous king. Up there, I got walk on streets of gold. Up there, there ain't no more heartache, there ain't no more pain. All my troubles and trials will be done away with. Can you imagine what it's going to be like when there ain't no more devil deceiving on this earth? How many know he's going to make a new heaven and a new earth one of these days? It's going to be plenteous. It's going to be like it was God originally intended. I don't know about you, but I get excited thinking about that day. All the doctor's offices are going to be gone. There ain't going to be no funeral homes up there. They're going out of business. Amen. It's going to be righteous. I can't wait. No more devil. He's going to be shut up one of these days. He's going to get what he deserves. I'm telling you, when Jesus binds him into the lake of fire, I don't know about you, but I've always joked about this, and I like to get one little kick in. Lord, hold him to let me get one little kick in for all the trouble that he's caused me. Anybody else with me? One day he's going to be shut up for good. But until he shut up for good, guess what? We're going to have to tell him to shut up down here. We're going to shut him up down here. How are we going to shut him up? The church is going to get on fire. The church is going to get in the altar. The church is going to get in the Word of God. The church is going to testify of the risen Savior. I'm telling you right now, how many in here want to tell the devil to shut up tonight? His lies has been propagated long enough. His lies has been propagated in this nation long enough. Where is the those that will stand up and declare the truth of the gospel? I know many still going to fall under in the majority, but we still got an opportunity to lift him up. Just last night we had one to come to the Lord. Amen. If we get one, guess what? That's good. One soul at a time. Can you imagine? Let's look in here. How many we got here tonight? 37. If everybody won one soul, and that soul won a soul, can you imagine what it would be like? Amen. We need to quit listening to the lies of the devil. We need to tell the devil to shut up. And we need to start listening to what God's telling us tonight. Amen? Everyone standing in here tonight. I got to close. Who would be the first to say, I'm going to tell the devil to shut up? We've got to use the name, we got to use the Word of God. We've got to use the authority of the Scripture. We've got to use the name of Jesus. We've got to lift him up. And we need to tell the devil to shut up. There's my first one. Who else would say, I'm going to be? Tell the devil to shut up. Devil, you ain't going to have my household. I'm not going to listen to it. I'm going to hear what God's saying. I'm going to hear the word of the Lord. I'm not going to pay attention, because the reality is, we've got to hear what God's saying. We can't be deceived by this old sly serpent. We've got to hear the word of the Almighty. We've got to hear the word of the King of Kings and the decree from heaven. Tell that devil to shut up. Tell that devil to just shut up. Use that name of Jesus and use that word. You're not going under. The devil may have you convinced you're going under. He may have been telling you that you're not going under. As long as you hold on to Jesus and look towards him, everything's going to be all right. Father, in Jesus' name,